just about Battlestar Galactica. I mean, considering the long haul and everything, what really impassions you in particular about doing this as opposed to, you know, this project or that project?
Well, you know, First of all, I love science fiction. I mean, I love the genre of science fiction. I'm not as much into the B movies that science fiction has been basically relegated to, but more into science fiction that really explores the human condition, explores theoretical probabilities and possibilities, and really deals on a more philosophical, more philosophical, spiritual way. I mean, I just think that great science fiction has the ability to tell phenomenal stories about that allow us to maybe peer into where we're going as a human race, or where we could go, depending on choices, decisions we make. And I just think that stimulates the brain, but also stimulates the heart. I mean, great science fiction challenges the mind, heart, and emotions, and I think it's a great 1-2-3 punch when it's done right.
Right.
And those are the kinds of movies I've always wanted to make, and I felt that Battlestar was that kind of a story. It was very epic. It was about the human struggle. It was political. It was spiritual. It was philosophical. The mythology was wonderful. I love those kinds of stories. They're very archetypal, and I think that's why most people love to go see them. That's why people are in love with Battlestar. And I always felt that this show never got the chance to really do what it was capable of doing. And if you're an actor and you're going out and auditioning for lots of shows, well, after, you know, 5-10 years of doing the same stuff, you realize I didn't get into this business to do the same thing over and over again. I got in the business to do something extraordinary, you know, to go on a journey. For me, you know, everything is a journey to expand and explore my soul, my spirit, who I am, and all those unanswerable or unanswered questions that constantly confront us. And Battlestar did that, so I couldn't shake that Battlestar Galactica story. And finally, after hearing so many people talking about Battlestar but nobody doing anything about it, I thought, God, somebody's got to do something. I mean, this show deserves a real first chance. So I just started basically from the point of view of an actor and somebody not really empowered or very confident about putting anything together, just started on a journey of exploring how one would bring back a show like this. And over the last 4 or 5 years, I just began learning and reading books, and then slowly moved into, you know, developing the comic books, and then the novels that brought back Battlestar, and getting more involved in the business end, and learning how to put projects together, and putting together, you know, the Battlestar trailer. It just kind of grew little step by little step.
Right.
And I think for me, Battlestar really epitomizes that kind of story I love the most, but there are other science fiction stories that I love. I mean, I love the Dune trilogy. I mean, there's a number of great science fiction writers. Philip Wiley, that wrote The Disappearance. That was a wonderful book I would love to do as a movie. And then I developed my own story. I mean, The Great War of Magellan is something that I've been developing, and it allows me to develop and create and expand into an entire universe, and fill it with, you know, wonderful characters, and really kind of create all those things that I love so much about Star Trek, Star Wars, Battlestar, all those shows. You know, there's things that we love, but here's an original story, new characters, but I can get into those issues and explore those challenges that we as a human race are facing, and I can put it into a very, very interesting context, which I think will illuminate and allow us to look at it from a new perspective. And that's my whole purpose, I think, as an artist. I think that's what an artist's purpose is to explore the underlying mystique of who we are. Why are we? Where did we come from? Where are we going? And I think that any story I would be involved with would deal with some of those elements, and Great War of Magellan certainly does. So whether it's Battlestar, Great War of Magellan, whether it's both, I would love to do Battlestar. And if not Battlestar, I'll do Great War of Magellan. And if down the road they finally come to a point of decision, which may be sooner than we think, I would be, you know, very, very willing to put together a team to do a new Battlestar Galactica series and or movie. But again, the issue is not the will, it's not the ability, it's not even the assets. We have all of those. I think we have some of the most talented, gifted people in the industry. We have all the we have the money that we need. We have everything we need to make a great Battlestar Galactica series and or movie. And we have all the companies and artists and technicians who would come on board. The key is, again, Universal. Universal has to come to a point of decision, and they have to recognize the worth of Battlestar, and then they have to be willing to either come on board and do a joint partnership or put together a deal themselves. The problem is we don't know if Universal does it alone or with another party, another company, if they will turn out a great movie. But, you know, who knows? In the past, most of these big companies have not done a good job of bringing back wonderful shows and making them into new series or new movies. They seem to forget the very core essence of what made those shows special. They throw that away, and they sometimes just take the more superficial elements of the show and try to work with that and fill that vessel, you know, with new water. Unfortunately, very rarely does that work. I mean, the key is very rarely does any show work. And when you do have a successful show, you have to really break it down and understand what it was that made it successful in the first place. And then not just recreate it, but take that essence, that core heart of the show, and then progress it, expand upon it, evolve it. But if you lose the core essence, the core heart of the show, then you've lost any chance of succeeding, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed. You know, if Universal does it, or if Universal does a partnership with Glenn, or Glenn does it, or if they give us a chance, our team a chance to do it, you know, maybe we'll all have a chance. But certainly, my whole premise is that this show, if it's done right, with the right heart and the right spirit, with the right people, could be a monumental success and franchise for Universal. So the question is up to God, and I always say, not my will, but thy will be done.